The Lord bless you, dear family. This has been an interesting week. There have been a lot of, I've been doing a lot of things around the house and kind of getting things in order because I had permission to, including the yard and all of that. And I guess I've kind of gotten into nesting. Anyone who's ever been pregnant can tell you about nesting. And it's gotten to the point where it's starting to distract me and pull me away from the Lord. And I really, really need to bring it to a close. And he addressed that first thing because I was kind of lamenting it to him. And he said, I know how you're feeling. These are warning signs that you need to call a halt soon. Do what you can this week, then refocus with all your heart on me, my precious angel. You will recover and recuperate. Just get it done now. And then I address the thing that's been on my mind pretty constantly for the last 2 days. Lord, everyone's asking about Jade Helm, and especially me. Oh, you know how bad my curiosity is. He answered, I know how much I love you and steer you away from curiosities. Listen, my love, you will know what you need to know when you need to know it. Lord, that sounds like a circular answer. That's correct. It leads right back to me. Your focus must be on me constantly. Not only is there misinformation out there, but demons of fear and intrigue that want to steal your attention away from me and onto fear and useless fretting. I want your head in the clouds. Is that clear? No, Lord, it's cloudy. Very funny. No, seriously, I want you to be about my business and not about the busyness of the world. Over and over again, I've told you this. I know it's painful. I know your curiosity is burning you up, but if you put it to death, it will leave you alone. Are you sure, Lord? I mean, every day it seems to grow stronger. That's because you let it. You feed it. I have promised you, you will know what you need to know when you need to know it. Until then, I want you to proceed like you don't have a care in the world, but being about my business. Can you do that for me, beloved? Please. Lord, I know you're giving me the grace, and I need it. And by your grace, I can do it. He continued, what people want to know is how to protect themselves. That's my job. Their job is to keep their eyes on me. And because they do, because they honor me with all their hearts, I will rescue them. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. Psalm 91. In the meantime, there are suffering souls that need the light to shine on their darkness, so they may be lifted up to me. Many are the sufferings of the lost, and my heart is to bring them salvation from their enemies and from themselves. Deep and dark is the pit they have dug for themselves. As the saying goes, if you want to get out of the pit, stop digging. I say stop sinning and take hold of the rope of grace. I am lowering it now into your life. Come forth out of this pit, this deep darkness, and let the sun shine all around you. I have a new life in me to give you. This life will be full of gifts and challenges, but it will not be fruitless as your former lives have been. No, this life will bring you the peace you've never had, a sense of purpose, a sense of destiny that speaks to the very core of your being. Yes, I have waited for you. I have waited, holding all these gifts for that special day when you would forsake yourself and come to me. You have nothing to fear. All you have ever wanted is waiting for you in this new life. Yes, you will have to undergo preparation, but nothing will be in vain, as were the things in your former life. Even though you learned what not to do, still there was a sense of futility and lostness. Not so anymore. You will belong to me and be my own special possession, mine to love and to hold and to care for, as I mold you into the glorious creation I meant you to be. Things you've struggled with will fall away, and things you've longed for will embrace you. Do not be afraid to lay your life down for me. I am your safety and your refuge. I will turn everything you ever experienced in your life around for the good. You will see that even when you thought I had abandoned you, even when you thought I didn't exist, still, I was with you through it all. You will reflect on all the times I called to you and you walked away. Yes, there were many, many, many times I tried to get your attention. You walked away, and I waited, knowing that someday you would give up on yourself and embrace me, and I would shower my love on you. So here we are again, and you sense that it's imperative that you finally receive me into your life. And yes, it is imperative. You will not be able to navigate the rough waters ahead, but I will. Allow me to take the helm as we dodge the reefs and the sharks. Let me bring you to the safe haven I have planned for you. Your journey may be long, but you will see that it was worth it in the end. You will find that your life has become brighter than noonday, and you'll wonder why you waited so long to come to me. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard the wonders I have prepared for you. We are going to do this together. You will never walk alone again. I will teach you how to grasp my hand in every situation. And when you can't reach out to me, I will lift you up into my arms and carry you. You see, I have planned this from the very day you were conceived. I began making preparations for your homecoming that very day. I knew you would stray and be taken captive by the enemy. So I planned the sortie that would rescue you from his hands. I have also woven beautiful garments of righteousness for you. You will be clothed in grace and beauty, and from within you will shine as the dawning sun. Oh yes, I have wonderful things in store for you. Once we begin walking on this path, you will never want to return to your former life. You will see how wretched and dreary it was, and you'll want nothing to do with it. Besides, you will be so taken up in your new life that you won't have time for the past. I will wash you so clean that nothing of your former life will cling to you. No, each day you will bathe in my grace, and all those things will fall away. Yes, even the scales on your eyes, they're coming off. You're going to see the world with eyes of wonder. Everywhere you look, the freshness of the dawning day will surround you. Come now, take my hands. Let me look deeply into your eyes. There's no more shame in you. Do you understand? I have taken all that was shameful and nailed it to the cross. By my blood, You are all beauty within. And now we will step forward together and lay the foundation on the immovable rock of my love. Pillars of righteousness, wisdom, purity, worship, and praise will rise to support the roof of humility that will forever protect your life within. Each day, living waters will flow freely from within and go out into the world to quench the thirst of others who are still captive in their pits. I will teach you the ways of love, and you will be my ambassador of love to a hurting world. Now that we have established your new life in me, I wish for you to rest. Yes, rest. Your life is hidden in me now. No more striving. No more striving to become holy, striving to accomplish, striving to produce, striving to impress. No, that's over now. All shall be done by me, through you. Wait for me to move. Catch the wind of my spirit. Flow with my leadings. I am at the helm. My spirit powers the sails. Together we will live this new life. Together we will finally arrive at our final destination, the very shores of eternal life.